One moment, please, for the president. Hello?
Yes.
Just a moment.
Hello?
Secretary Rusk on 9-1.
I just talked to Alexis, and I told him nearly everything I wanted. I wanted to draft a letter to this fella accepting his resignation yesterday immediately and saying I regret he wouldn't serve as special assistant for refugees.
Right.
Tell him the reorganization was a departmental problem, but I found that every place we reorganized, we had objections to it. That I regret he's leaving, but that I was glad that we was able to pass the immigration bill during my administration.
Right.
And Alexis said he'd get me the letter. I told him, too, I wish we'd do everything we could to thank the Australians, and including the Prime Minister and our ambassador, on what they've done, and urge them to get in as quick as they can, crash program if they can ahead of time. Same thing with Koreans, because we're going to have some real heavy lifting here in May and June on the Hill.
Right.
And if they got them in there, the quicker they get them in, the better.
Right. Right.
And to get a thank you messages out to them and brag on them some and tell them if they'll really rush that up, it'll be even. Now, on Palmer, I talked to him this morning. I rather like him, but the Negroes are coming in urging Fredericks. I don't know whether I guess Menin Williams is for Fredericks.
I think he would be, yes. I don't know whether he spread the word or what.
Maybe somebody. Wilkins is in and others urging Fredericks. And Palmer told me that he got one little problem with them, that he was talking to them about getting extra Negro employees, and he said to them one day that he's telling them about some fella that he served with they called Chicken Charlie, and he's a Negro, and they thought he was derisive, and he didn't intend for it to be, but some of them called him some Negro educators. I just don't want us to get hung with somebody they'd say is Uncle Tom or something.
Right.
I assume that a Negro for this post you would think is out.
I would think that a Negro in almost any other post would be preferable. In other words, an assistant secretary of some other area is a Negro.
Well, but we haven't found any.
Yeah, well,
we've been at it 3 years, and that's the problem. If we had one, now we might bring in somebody that's real good, if you could find somebody. They say Knox in the service is pretty good. They say this Williams you just sent to Ghana is pretty good, according to Crockett and according to this fella that's over here this morning, Palmer. But they say that Williams had a little problem in the United Nations and was a little chip on his shoulder, but
yes,
that they're competent, but they might bring him in as an underling and let him train there for a year or two under somebody like Ray Hare. They might take his area. They all seem to think it'd be better than to have him in Africa, but we're not going to turn him over Letty's job, and we're not going to turn him over Pan-American job, and we're not going to turn him over African job. And so where are we going to put him? It almost have to be kind of under.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we ought to find out where so we can say to them that we're training one, like we're training Thurgood Marshall over to the Solicitor General's office for the court. And we're training Weaver for the Cabinet office. And we're training a man here to be Assistant Secretary. But they say, well, 5 years, you haven't ever got one.
Well, I wonder if we can't make that statement to them in terms of his being ambassador in Ghana. This is a pretty key place right now. And I must say, he's been doing pretty well out there.
William?
Right.
Well, we are, but the ambassadors is no longer in the. They're good, but they feel like they're entitled to some assistant secretaries too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you got this damn fellow Diggs. It's on the African subcommittee of the House. He's sending wires around. He says there are a dozen. Let me give you an illustration of what they say. He says there's a dozen Negroes that are qualified for this, like Naberth, and I told him he's the United Nations, but.
And by the way, he hasn't worked out too well up there. Goldberg wants to replace him before too long.
Well, anyway, I gather that you think that Palmer is the man. Does George feel that way?
I think so. I must say it's pretty close. It's between Palmer and Wayne Fredericks. Mrs. Bolton called me this morning, by the way, and urged that we give Wayne Fredericks serious thought. I think it's a pretty close business between the two of them. Let me talk further to George about it, see whether he has a clear preference between the two. I know he was very strong on Palmer at one stage. I think we'd lose Wayne Fredericks if we didn't make him give him this job. He's been around sort of 5 years now, in effect, waiting for it. But let me talk further to George.
Well, I think we could put him in the embassy. I don't much want to give it to him. It's a question whether to give it to Palmer or somebody else.
Right.
Here's George Carter, they suggest, Near East Peace Corps. He with John Davis. Now, they say he's good, American Society of African Culture. Dr. John Hope Franklin, the University of Chicago. Robert Kitchen, member of Senior Seminar in Foreign Policy. Dr. James Navis, Dr. James Robinson. They say he's good, director of Crossroads Africa.
Well, James Robinson, I think, would be almost impossible on this job. I know him from foundation days, and he's pretty far out.
George L.P. Weaver, labor. These are advantages of having him, just like John Gronowski as our ambassador to Poland. There are others, of course, like Wayne Fredericks, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs, who carry out this responsibility with confidence. But I do wish to emphasize my strong feeling that Negroes should not be overlooked. There are some of the suggestions.
Right.
Now, if we could get it and get by with it without too much hell, I would sure be inclined to name Palmer, because I like the cut of his jaw, I like his loyalty, I like his experience, I like what he did in that Congo operation. I don't think he's going to get us involved too deeply.
Right.
I think he's got a caution that some of these other fellows haven't got.
That's right.
Frederick doesn't have it, does he?
Well, he doesn't have quite as solid a sense of caution as Joe Palmer has, and he's pretty far out on the African side, and there have been times when we've had to wrestle with him a bit about where the United States interest lies in something.
That's Frederick.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, what about Palmer?
No, Palmer's much more solid on that.
That's what I would think.
That's right.
That's the impression I have of the two.
You see, well, one of our problems is that if we're going to have to spend a good deal of our time wrestling with the Africans, we don't want to have to wrestle with our own assistant secretary at the same time and have the gossip going around town here that the assistant secretary wanted to do X and Y, but the secretary of state and the president wouldn't let him. And if we get the wrong fellow in that job, that's the kind of thing we'd run into.
I see where Scotty Reston says that George has been out of line with us all this time.
I saw that yesterday. I don't know how that comes about. I'm pretty sure George didn't give it because it's not in his interest to do so. And he insisted he did not talk about this with Scotty at all in any way.
How'd you get along this morning?
Well, pretty well. I tried to...
What are you going to do about that rat poison for India?
I tried to scratch Senator Ellender's back a bit on the self-help idea that he's been working on for 15 years, and the atmosphere down there was not as bad as I expected it to be, given the makeup of the committee. I was pleased that the Foreign Relations Committee vote was as good as it was, 14-5 on one amendment and 14 to about the same on another one.
Now, say, why don't we let Bill Fulbright call Bill Bullitt? He's calling ex-ambassadors. What would Bullitt tell him?
Gee, I'd have to check that a little bit. I'm not sure. He's been out of things for quite a while. I'd have to test that for gas. I think he'd raise some problems.
All right. Well, I think so, too. I think we might see. Now, what are we going to do? How are we going to prepare for this China study he's doing? I guess he's going to get every fellow that's got a little streak up his back in the country and have him come down and testify.
Well, apparently this morning in the committee, a question was raised about whether some of the fellows he had in mind calling had a reasonable right.